WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Meteorologists use a lot of terms that sometimes require explanation. One of those terms you hear frequently is upper air. So just exactly what do we mean by upper air? We experience weather at ground level, but this weather is the end result of what takes place over our heads. So to determine a forecast and the impacts of weather, we need to know the weather patterns in the air above our heads, the upper air, before looking at the surface weather. The term upper air refers to the Earth's atmosphere above about 5,000 feet or 1,500 meters. It is the result of the upper air patterns as to where we get our wet or dry weather, wind or calm, hot or cold conditions at the Earth's surface where we reside. In previous episodes of 101, we've described the job of the radiosonde. It is the data from this instrumentation that provides meteorologists with a picture of the state of the atmosphere for a particular time at varying levels in the atmosphere. The lines on these upper air charts represent the locations of various higher and lower pressure regions in the upper atmosphere. Upper air charts can look rather complicated to the untrained eye, but it is these maps that become the meat and potatoes for the meteorologists. All weather forecasts stem from our understanding of the upper air data with the location of weather patterns like ridges, troughs, upper air disturbances, short waves, and upper lows, and how these patterns are moving and evolving. Powerful computers solving mathematical equations can describe the changing weather patterns, providing meteorologists with maps at various pressure levels into the future that we interpret to arrive at a forecast. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.